Big political day on Saturday as Mitt Romney unveiled his vice presidential pick, Congressman Paul Ryan in Norfolk, Virginia. And so now you have a Romney-Ryan ticket. And it did not take long for the opposition, that is the Obama team, to weigh in on Ryan as the pick. Of course, he is the conservative darling with the very tough budget that he put forward about 18 months ago. Joining us this right now is Patrick Gaspar. He's executive director of the DNC. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
Very interesting. I read a report by Joe Strupp of Media Matters, which is a liberal watchdog group, and he talked to local reporters in Wisconsin about Congressman Ryan. And one of the things that he said was, it's very interesting. This guy from day one ingratiated himself in Washington, D.C. politics, and that's pretty much all he has done. He really has not been somebody who's been on the ground locally in Wisconsin.
Well, Paul Ryan does have a long history of working as a staffer in Washington, D.C., working for extreme right-wing think tanks in Washington, D.C., and is not someone who has a lot of experience outside of the Beltway, which, you know, is not, that's not enough to condemn him. I think that our real issue with Paul Ryan is that this is somebody who has proposed extreme measures that would cause catastrophe for middle-class taxpayers in this country while benefiting millionaires and billionaires who are basically financing the Romney super PAC. So for some time now, we've all been saying that Mitt Romney has been trying to run a campaign without a core, that he himself has no real solutions in this economy to grow jobs, and that he has tried to get from here to November without advancing any substance. Well, he seems to be trying to fill in his core right now with the nomination of a VP running mate who wants to gut Pell Grants for millions of students, who wants to significantly roll back clean energy investments and Wall Street reform, and absolutely is determined to voucherize Medicare and Social Security. So there's a real clear stark choice that's available to voters right now, and I think when they look at the Romney-Ryan budget record, they're going to run in the right direction.
Now, one thing Romney said, he said he is not going to embrace Ryan's budget. He is going to offer his own. But you clearly pick somebody who is the darling of the GOP because of that very budget.
You have to excuse my laughter at that notion, Roland. I don't quite understand how you nominate somebody who is the principal architect of right-wing social engineering, as Newt Gingrich himself put it during the Republican primary. You pick this guy who even George Bush thought that Paul Ryan's solution to Social Security was too radical and too extreme. You pick someone who every single congressional Republican is draping themselves around to like promote this person as the principal thinker on their side, and you're somehow going to say that you're selecting him because of his, I don't know, personal charms, but not because of his budgets, which are going to absolutely devastate middle class taxpayers in this country. So, as per usual, Mitt Romney tries to have it both ways and tries to skirt around the facts, but we're not going to get away with that.
Well, it's certainly going to be a knockdown, drag out, and some people believe by picking a congressman from Wisconsin, that state is now in play in terms of being a battleground state. So we shall see. Got a little less than 90 days left before the election. Patrick Gaspar, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Roland, thanks for having me on.
Roland, I agree with you. I saw you on CNN one day, and you were saying no one ever votes for a president because of his running mate.
No, but you can vote against a president because of the running mate.
Oh, okay.
Right, like Sarah Palin. I mean, McCain lost a lot of votes there.
Yeah, good point. All right.